RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Paul Hamilton.
I have a secret Santa that I get a gift on my porch every year. I have no idea who drops it off.
How long has this secret Santa been going on for?
Since 2012.
Wow. So, and you have no idea?
I don't have a clue.
It's time to get a camera out there, Paul. What if you found the person, then they thought, oh, I'm sorry, I must have the wrong house. I don't know who you are.
No, because there is a thing that says Merry Christmas, Paul.
All right. Yeah, but
I can't figure out the writing.
It's not like the cutout letters from a magazine, like a ransom note. Like,
oh, my goodness. Merry Christmas, Paul. Come on. Like a man bomber?
There's actual writing.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, I could get fingerprints if you want.
Well, you can go get a handwriting expert. Somebody can track down something. Considering
you're, cool
considering you're a reporter, Paul, you'd think you'd be able to find out something. Apparently, you're not really good at your job.
Well, that's not my job. That's detective work.
At least you know hockey.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Paul Hamilton now on the Wester Hotline. Merry Christmas, Christmas Eve edition of Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. And the Sabres are giving everybody a Christmas miracle, if you will, a 7-game win streak. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, and yes, Secret Santa has struck again.
Secret Santa has struck again? Yeah?
Yes, yes. Got my gift already about 2 or 3 days ago, so thank you, whoever Secret Santa is. Hopefully they're listening, because I still have no clue who it is.
Yeah. I don't think I've had a Secret Santa this year or last year. We do like the white elephant thing where I think you know who the other person is. So in yours, you don't know, obviously. That's the whole point.
I thought I knew, and I compared the writing to a card from the person I knew, a Christmas card.
Yeah.
It didn't match. And I go, oh, no, it's not this person.
Okay. All right, Paul. Well, last night, the Sabres get another one, 7-game win streak. What about this game for you? Lindy said in the post game that he felt like it almost had like a playoff intensity to it. Is that how you felt, especially after the game was tied in the second?
I did. And even down to the refereeing, I've noticed, what do you want to say, maybe the last 3 games or so we're into playoff refereeing, which means you either have to shoot the puck over the glass to get a penalty or really, really pull somebody down or draw blood. I've just noticed a lot of penalties are not being called and going by the board. And then all of a sudden they'll call one, you know, and out of the clear blue. It's like, well, what happened to the 15 other penalties between the two teams that I've seen in this game? And all of a sudden you're calling one now, it really was and really has been. Let's go back to the Seattle game. Every single game since then has been a one goal or tied game in the third period. And Joe, I've been impressed with every single third period I've seen since then. I mean, they've not given the puck away. They've been very good with the puck. So their goaltender doesn't have to stand on their head. The only time they got tied up was when they took the Kesselring took the penalty for slashing a guy's stick out of his hands, and it became a 6-on-4 with the goaltender pulled. So it wasn't 5-on-5. 5-on-5, they have really played really well defending leads, one-goal leads, and that's been a problem of theirs for a long time now. We can go back a couple of coaches where, you know, it's a one-goal lead, and you were almost assured that it was going to get at least tied up. And maybe even lose the hockey game either in overtime or in regulation or whatever. So do you want to call it maybe a maturity that we're seeing in this team that they finally have bought in from the first guy to the 20th guy to what Lindy Ruff is selling and maybe have figured out, stop being hard-headed about it where – you know, they play the way Lindy Ruff would want them to, and then they play their way for a while. And then it all would go down the tubes on them. Right now, it's looking like they have faith in what Lindy Ruff is telling them to do, faith that they can win a hockey game if they do it and play the game the right way. And it's resulted in not only defending these one-goal leads, but coming out with 7 wins in a row.
Yeah, I wondered, Paul, if there's any element, because when a new GM comes in, I mean, it's natural to wonder what else could come. And he even said, Yarmo, that everyone is under evaluation right now, that if there's any component of this effort has really been there for the last, you know, especially the last 4 or 5 games, because they're rallying around the coach?
Yeah, I think... What I think when it comes to the new GM and everything, and look at everybody kind of knew for about a week that it was going to happen. And I think Kevin Adams knew, quite honestly.
So the players would have on some level.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They would have. I mean, we all knew. I mean, I'd been talking about it basically since Monday of the week of that week, both, you know, on Channel 2 when I'm on and with you guys too, that it's just like this has to happen. You know, it can't go on any further. I mean, it just can't. And to me, it's like a cloud got lifted off them. The whole organization, but especially maybe the players. It's like, okay, it's happened. Now we have a new regime. We have, you know, a guy who's been a GM for 11 years coming in, a no-nonsense guy coming in who knows what he wants. And is all first thing out of his mouth in his press conference was he really thinks that this is a good team. He goes, there's talent on this team, but he goes, there's too many nights where they play a team that they're better than and they lose because they get outworked. And he said that's absolutely unacceptable. It was the first thing he talked about after thanking the Pegulas for hiring him that he brought up. And, so they know where they stand with Kekalainen. Everybody knows where they stand.
Yeah. Do you feel
no-nonsense guy who's going to look you in the eye? And I think that cloud maybe has been lifted off the whole organization too. And they maybe feel a little freer now.
Do you feel like also, Paul, that part of their consistent effort right now is that they have 4 lines that you can really trust at all times of the game, especially, I mean, Thompson, Norris, and McLeod down the middle, if those guys are healthy and playing well, like those lines are almost always going to be performing, you know, to some degree. The fourth line has given them a lot of good minutes recently, and I think last night was maybe their best game in a while.
Yeah, Lindy Ruff brought up that was by far Greenway's best game that he felt, and it's the fact that they get in on the forecheck and then they start getting pucks to the crease. You're not necessarily getting goals out of it, but it just makes the defense look over their shoulder going, am I going to get hit again? Yep, here comes Malenstein. Yeah, I'm getting hit. And it kind of softens things up for the other lines. And eventually, if they put the puck to the crease enough and they're all there, it's going to go in off one of them, or you know, they'll right. get rewarded eventually. But just the fact that they're in the offensive zone, and then the next line comes out and they can continue that forecheck and get in the offensive zone. And even before, I mean, I've noticed it with this line. I pretty much have liked, and Kozak sometimes is in on that too. I would say the 4 and Krebs. I would say the 5 of them when they play together in almost any combination. for the most part, I've liked them this year as far as being able to change the game and get in on the forecheck and not really hurt you in the defensive zone. And you know, but I think it's even been more noticeable recently.
Paul Hamilton with us on the Western Hotline. The Sabres win over Ottawa 3-2. A night that Bo Byram legacy game could be said, right? Like 3 points, two goals, the most contribution he's maybe ever had in a single game for them.
I think maybe I'd have to really think about it. One of the players that has really come to life is Bo Byram. He was on a really long stretch where I just thought to myself, what is wrong with him? He was giving the puck away constantly. He just was not playing well at all and just seemed absolutely lost. And it didn't matter what partner he was on. It graded out very poorly. I mean, he did not grade out well with Rasmus Dahlin to start the year. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to the next partner. That didn't grade out well. It seemed like every partner he was with was the worst of the three pairs on defense. And since the Sabres have, you know, gotten going here, I think he's been a big part of it. I think his game has changed totally. Part of it is getting into the rush, like Lindy Ruff wants all his defensemen to do. He seems to really be doing it more, and even it's gotten him some goals. It's also gotten him some chances where he hasn't necessarily scored, but he's been dangerous down low coming in. He's able to see, read the play, find the opening, get himself in a place where one of his teammates, he gives them a passing lane, and he's been able to score. And I know the players, if you were listening to the post game last night, were kind of kidding around about his shot.
Yeah.
Tuck was like, what was that, about 35 miles an hour? you know, but the reality is, if you do a knuckleball like that, you totally fool the goaltender. It's better than probably a 100-mile-an-hour shot because Allmark's ready for a blast, and he gets a knuckleball. Well, when you've already committed to getting yourself set up for a wicked shot and you get that, you're done. It's either going to hit you or go in. I mean, you're not going to be able to react to it. So, I know they enjoyed giving him a hard time, but it really helped him score the goal, I think, to have that shot knuckle for him and go into the net.
Yeah, we talked about that with Owen a little bit earlier, that if you're a goalie, you're 100% expecting that to be a rocket every single time. And when you get the knuckle, I think part of that, Paul, is I don't know if players can really do that on purpose. So I'm not sure goalies ever expect it. Right.
You're absolutely right. You can't do it. He fanned. He got the pass over. The puck might have bounced a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because the ice isn't great at that point because you're in overtime. So, yeah, he fanned on the shot or the puck bounced a little bit or whatever it is. That's what would cause that. You're right. You can't. I've played hockey for many years. I'm not on the NHL level.
Yeah.
But you can't. Now, I know Rob Ray would shoot like that all the time, but he didn't mean to. Uh-huh. I have to give Rob a shot on Christmas Eve. Why not? You're right. You can't do that. It just happens.
The first player that learns how to do that on purpose will score a lot of goals, but I don't think that's happened yet. Paul Hamilton with us. On other contributions yesterday, Paul, another goal from Noah Osland, and he really helps, I think, the depth of their lineup right now, because without Kulik and without Zucker, like him being able to step up into the top six and do it really at the wing position when he has played a lot of center. How have you felt about him overall? I know he's scoring lately, but it feels like from Lindy on down, and Yarmo even yesterday, I think, got asked about him, that everyone just seems pretty impressed with him overall, not just the scoring.
It's the overall age, and when we talk to him after the game, if people want to go back and listen to it in the audio vault, he really revealed he's hardly ever played wing. He's been a center because he was asked, when was the last time you played wing like full-time like that? And he's like, he really had to think, and he had to go back to maybe his first year of pro in Sweden. Mm-hmm. Don't forget he played 2 years of pro in Sweden before he came over. And also credited those 2 years. You know, he could have been here and playing in Rochester or whatever, and he would have been fine. But he told when any team that was going to draft him, he told them that he was going to stay in Sweden for 2 years before he came over. So it's almost like playing in the minors anyway, you know?
Yep.
So he did that. And I think it really helped him. So he only really had 1 year in Rochester, and now he's in Buffalo probably to stay. I mean, he's earned it. But that's the thing. Remember when he went over to wing, I said, I know he's a better centerman. He's hardly played wing at all. I was trying to think back if he ever played in Rochester. I think he did for a couple of shifts. It's been flawless. For a kid that age, 21, it's been flawless. You know, he's just went to the wing and he's fine. You know, he's good at both ends of the ice. I asked him too. I mean, he's so tiny. He's such a little guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's probably the smallest guy on the team. How does he win battles against guys so much bigger than him? And he talked about stick position.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, you got to plant, you know, use your legs. Because usually smaller guys like that do have well-developed and strong legs where they can kind of plant a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, it's a lot of what he is able to do and is successful with it is stick position, whether it's on the forecheck or trying to battle in front of the net like he did to score that goal.
Paul Hamilton with us on the Western Hotline. He's up to 6 goals now on the year after that deflection yesterday. So the win against Ottawa, Paul, they're gaining ground on everybody. I looked at this during the win streak. They have gained ground, as you would expect, on every team in the Atlantic Division. A couple of them like Montreal, Florida, it's only 2 points. But they've gained 7 on Boston, 5 on Tampa, 3 on Ottawa. I feel like someone, a Sabre fan, could wake up this morning and look at the standings and say, oh, they're only that much higher after a 7-game win streak, but it feels like they are definitely closing the gap between them and the teams that they have to jump over.
When you go into the standings in the NHL, don't go by points. Hit the button where it says points percentage, and you will be much happier. First of all, that's a better gauge because it takes the games in hand out of the equation, and you will find that they only have to leapfrog 2 more teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're by some of the other teams that are ahead of them in points, but because of games in hand, the Sabres actually have a better points percentage. Brian and I talked about this again last night. I've been saying all along, if they have any chance, and I didn't even see a 7-game winning streak coming out of this team the way it was going. But you know, the change has simply got them rolling. But I felt it was going to take at least a double-figure win streak, 10 games. Well, they've won 7 in a row. They're not quite into the playoff spot yet, so they still have work to do. And Brian says, you know what? He goes, 10 sounds about right. He goes, if they can pull off a 10-game winning streak, they probably will be in playoff position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will get past the other teams that they need to. So it's something that I did not think they were capable of, quite honestly. I mean, what have we seen in the last, with this group or any other group recently that would tell us that they could pull off a 10-game winning streak? I mean, 2.5 weeks ago, they couldn't pull off a 3-game winning streak.
Right.
I mean, and here they are. So, you know, I'm surprised by it. I've been talking about it for a while. That's what it was going to be needed, but I'm not going to lie to you. I really didn't think they were capable of doing it.
Yeah, no, me neither. And Lindy talked about the health again last night during the game. How much would you attribute to that being the case? That one reason why it looks a lot better in recent weeks is even with the couple of guys that are still out, this is about as healthy as they have been all year.
It is, and it's the guys who got healthy. Norris. I mean, Norris is your number one center. Let's face it. I was figuring out before the game that if you take his totals over 82 games, he's on over a 90-point pace. Yeah, he'd have over 50 assists. I think it was 91-point pace. So that was missing from their lineup, and they needed that dearly because they just don't have depth to cover the top 6. And still, I would say their number one left winger is still out in Zucker. I think, you know, they were counting on Kulik, and rightfully so, to be in the top 6. You know, he has been out. So you still have guys in the top 6, which leaves you with Peyton Krebs playing in your top 6. Is he scoring goals or getting very many assists? No, he's not. But go look at the analytics to see how that's working out. It's working out just fine. I mean, he and that line are grading out well with him on that line. And the guy just puts his head down and works. He works and works and works and works and works to try to win battles, to try to get in on the forecheck. He only has the one goal. It was the empty netter. You would want him to be more productive up there. But, you know, if you look at the way he works and the way he battles, he's not afraid of anybody or anything on the ice. He'll do whatever it takes to try to win a hockey game. And, you know, so, I mean, he's not a top six forward, really. But as I say, people, all right, you don't want him there. Who are you going to put there? Dunn? Malenstein? I mean, Kozak? Who are you going to put there? They just don't have depth at the top six. And as I said, if you're a numbers person, an analytics person, you're quite fine with that line.
Last thing for you, Paul. One other individual I wanted to get your take on right now. Michael Kesslering took two penalties last night. He had that one the other night at the end of the game against the Islanders. How do you feel like it's going for him in general? And was there also maybe, was there an injury he picked up at some point last night?
Yeah, Lindy didn't really want to talk too much about it, but he did leave the game. He left and came back to the bench and then left again. And then the period ended and he came out and went for a little skate, you know, and tried it. You know, came out of the locker room, and then in the third period was back to play. So whatever it was that bothering him, he was able to shake it off and move forward. And he didn't miss shifts in the third period, so he was good enough to play. I was kind of watching him on a couple shifts, and it didn't seem to affect his agility or his speed or anything like that. The penalty thing is something that he needs to pull back on a little bit. I've noticed he's a little quicker this time than he was the last time. And then he admitted to me that he maybe came back a little bit too early because he really wanted to get back in the lineup with his new team. And he said, you're right. I didn't have the speed or the quickness that I needed to play. So for the most part, I have seen that. It seems to be a little bit better, but he still is not anywhere near where what I saw when he was on Team USA, because I saw every game when they won the gold medal. He's not even close to that yet, but you know he's ramping up. But the penalties are a problem, and the penalties for a team that if there's one thing they have not improved on is taking that late penalty in the third period. It just seems like, I'm getting, you know, all the fans are think everything is a dive, and the Sabres never commit a penalty, and that was whatever. Alex Tuck himself admitted it was a penalty. So folks, get off it. Stop. You know, put the pom poms down. The Buffalo Sabres actually do earn a penalty every now and then. And, you know, but they killed it off. Luckily for them, they have a good penalty killing unit. I asked Alex Tuck after the game, I said, were you nervous sitting in the penalty box? Because there were still 9 seconds left in the penalty when overtime came. So I said, were you nervous sitting in the penalty box? Or did you just know your teammates are very good at killing penalties and they do it? And he smiled. He goes, both.
Right.
He goes, I am very confident in the way we kill penalties, but he goes, I just didn't want this to be on me that I took that penalty and then we wind up losing the hockey game. So he admitted it was a bit uncomfortable sitting there watching his team do a very good job of killing off that penalty, but they got to stop that. It's Kesslering did the other day, and sure enough, the Islanders scored on the 6-on-4, and you wound up giving up a team that you're trying to chase a point when you should have given them none. Mm-hmm. You still won. You won in overtime, but it's something that they still are doing and they have to cut down on.
All right, Paul, a couple of days off here, and then Saturday at home against Boston. I feel like the atmosphere at KeyBank Center could be as good as it's been in a long time on Saturday.
Yep, I know the players are excited to be with their families and celebrate Christmas and everything. I bet they probably wish Christmas was still 2 or 3 weeks away.
Yeah,
because I don't know if you want to take a break after you've won 7 in a row because you're feeling great about everything. But it is what it is, and this is the break, and they're going to enjoy their families and go. And don't forget, fans, too, like on Saturday, teams can't travel the day before, so all the visiting teams, it's like a preseason game. They'll get up in the morning and travel to whatever city they have to go to. They get day rooms. You know, they usually have a morning skate, and then they'll go and get day rooms and take a nap or whatever they do.
Okay.
So Boston on Saturday will not be able to come to Buffalo Friday night like they normally would. They will come to Buffalo on Saturday morning.
Gotcha. All right, Paul Hamilton with us. Thank you, Paul, and Merry Christmas, and we'll talk later in the week.
Thanks, and happy holidays to you and all the listeners, and we'll talk to you, I won't say Saturday, I won't talk to you Saturday, but next week.
Yeah, or if you're around Friday, maybe we'll hang out. We got a lot of good vibes right now with the Sabres, so thanks, Paul.
Take care.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's get this out of the way. These Penguin uniforms,
they're so bad.
I was waiting to bring it up. Zach brought it up during the break, and Nate concurs. I'm thrilled that TNT and the NHL have got, you know, midweek afternoon games here with a holiday week. Smart, you know, people are working different schedules this week with the holiday coming up on Thursday, and so we got Penguins at Toronto. I'm all for color on color. They've been doing this. I've seen Chicago and the Rangers do it. Couple of other teams. I've Detroit and the Rangers also, I think. Classic blue on red.
Yep.
We've got Toronto in their home blues, and the Penguins are in these yellow kits that absolutely 100% look like the Nashville Predators.
It's terrible. Other than the jerseys being ugly, they just look like another team.
Right, that's the thing.
Not their yellow.
I don't even know. Right, and even the font of the numbers on the back looks like Nashville. Like everything about them looks like Nashville. Up close, like in a vacuum, I don't think I would say it's in a terrible looking jersey. But you should not have teams
look like other teams. Yeah,
it should be the number one rule when designing your uniforms. Like I've grown in this area. I work at it, trying to be open-minded about not everybody having to wear the same stuff that they wore when I was 10. Like, okay, I get it. You want to be, like, soccer's got all these different kits. Oregon's got all these different football uniforms because of Nike. Okay, you want to be more interesting and more adventurous? You got me. I'm listening. I'm paying attention. Just do me a solid and don't absolutely 100% cop of the look of another team in your league. It's not that hard. We get this in the NFL with Atlanta and Houston. Like, Houston has a kit that looks like they're the Atlanta Falcons to me, complete with the three letters above the numbers on the front, ATL and HOU. Just terrible. Don't do this to me. Like, it's not that hard. All you have to do is remain distinctive. And this is not working at all. I mean, the logo, when you can see it on a close-up shot on these jerseys that Pittsburgh are wearing, it looks great. But watching the game flow, it looks like Toronto's playing the Nashville Predators. And I just don't think it's inexcusable.
Not for nothing. Nashville's jerseys are ugly.
Right?
So, like, if you're going to copy the jersey of another team,
yeah,
could it be a good one?
Right.
Like, not the worst jerseys, right, in hockey, but they are
bad.
Awfully close.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't ever copy.
Yeah. The font is really what's sending me.
Yeah.
That is the exact same font, right, from Nashville's jerseys.
They're breaking out of their own zone, right, and I feel like I don't even know. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. Yeah. But again, you know, applaud you, NHL. Good job with the afternoon games. Sabres with a game that feels a little juicy.
We said it yesterday, but I just want to reemphasize how
much you wish this game was at home tonight.
Could you imagine, like, because yeah, leaving here and I'd be going to the arena.
It was, we might have been talking about them for the entire show so far,
yep,
except for when we had Sale on.
Yep.
Because I think we would have been feeling like the town is feeling the juice and going to be a big crowd and let's go. This is a team you're battling in the Atlantic Division with, and like I think you've got everyone's attention now, right? Sunday was big for that. To get that win Sunday in a tough spot they were
against a good hockey team.
A good team, getting Jack Hughes and Timo Meier back. Back to backs, travel, all of it. Like, it was all stacked up there for you. And they did a great job rewarding everyone who paid attention to that, which took, it was a bit of a challenge in and of itself on a football Sunday to remember, oh, yeah, the Sabres are playing. Mm-hmm. I can't just veg out and watch, Football Night in America. I'm going to watch a hockey game.
That's
here.
What I did, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a bummer. They'll be home on Saturday, but it's a week where you'd like to see them sooner than Saturday.
The tough part about Saturday, too, is if they win tonight and they extend it to 7.
Yep.
And then we have to sit on it for 3 days, 4
right,
days.
Right.
Where, like, I would almost rather it be a back-to-back at home.
Yeah.
I need to get to I actually haven't even been to a game yet this year. Not that I've, needed to, really. But if they were playing in Buffalo tonight downtown,
right,
I would have moved heaven and earth.
Yeah,
I think I would have been
the same. I
would have been in attendance tonight.
Owen has been going and covering games. He's got a credential, and as do I. And when I made the mistake of thinking this was a home game, knowing like I'm on vacation after we sign off tonight, I haven't gone and sat with him in the press box. I think maybe I'll do that tonight. And like, oh yeah, whoops. This is not a home game. I guess I can't.
And I have a family Christmas party on Saturday. Trust me, I've already tried to figure out the logistics of the next game I'm going to get to. But I kind of feel like that probably represents quite a few people, which is like now I'm looking at the schedule, interested in home games, and which one am I going to go see?
Right.
I have not felt the urge to do that in years.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I go to games now, the tickets are free. Someone is offering me free tickets to a game, and I'm going, all right, well, what time should I get to the casino? And if I bail right before the third period ends, I could probably get to a roulette table before it gets really crowded. Because the last two Sabres games I've been to, they were both last year. One was like a game they'd given up 6 goals in the first 25 minutes of the game. Me and my buddy looked at each other like, these were free. Want to go back to the casino? They're like, yeah, let's go to the casino. And there were a lot of people doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in genuinely going and investing, mm-hmm, 60 minutes of playtime to my seat.
Right.
Because it's been a while for me. Because otherwise I'm just like, well, if I'm not going to the casino, let's just go hang out at the Odd Club. Let's go see where Jer is. Like, that's usually...
Right, walking around the concourse, visiting with people.
Visiting friends.
Oh, there's only 6 minutes left in the second period.
Oh, you're in the 200 level, right, same. Let's meet up. I'll go to your seats and we'll talk, catch up.
Right. Yeah, it has been a while, and I think they've got the attention now, the credibility of removing Adams and replacing him with Kekalainen and now Mark Bergevin. You know, I don't mean to slight the Columbus guy, but like Bergevin's a known name. Yeah. Like he's a former GM in the league. And it just feels like they're trying to put together a credible top of the organization.
Yep.
And that is so welcomed. I mean, I don't, you know, nothing is guaranteed to work, right? But they've been so lacking in that area.
Yeah.
Really, when they brought in Kekalainen, it was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They finally did a thing.
Yeah.
And now they're sort of doubling down on it. And I think, you know, you could roll your eyes when Kekalainen is hired last week and he's talking about autonomy and everything. Like,
but then actually
delivering on it within a week.
Yeah. And like these are not, I think part of the excitement for me anyways is like these are real NHL people that there's no ties to the organization for Mark Bergevin. There's not. Okay, well, this guy's getting people that he wants to surround himself with, and they're just like actual NHL people. They are not guys that are going to go work remotely from Pittsburgh.
Right.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels, again, the credibility, like this is a real hockey team.
Yeah.
Vibe has definitely, you know, flooded my brain space.
Yep.
I'm also, I don't know for you too, I don't know how much of like the next real big thing for me is like a big trade. And not one where the general manager's just
selling off a disgruntled star.
Yes. Like a real hockey trade that makes your team better. And, you know, I've kind of just been thinking for a while now, it should probably be Owen Power. The report earlier this week, maybe it was yesterday, saying that, you know, they're really looking for forward depth, which would probably signal if they're looking for forward depth, they're probably not looking to move any forwards out, which means I think they're going to try to find a way by any means necessary to get Tuck re-signed, which...
Can I possibly interest you in substituting the name Bowen Byram for Owen Power?
I think you could get, if you wanted to make a real swing trade, the name to do that would be, I think, Power. I think he just has a reputation around the league that is going to be better. And I don't, the problem is it's so hard to know what players' value is across the league because I'm not sure that the previous general manager knew what their value was across the league.
Right.
So if there's a hockey trade out there for Bo Byram, have at it. I'm also very, you know, I know that it doesn't have to be one or the other, but I'm really interested in getting Doan and Benson signed long term.
Mm-hmm.
And if signing, I just have, I think for a little while now, been on team trade Tuck because I just don't think they're going to like the contract in 3 years. And I feel it's fine to let someone else do it. And I know you need veterans.
Yeah.
You can't just be a bunch of young guys. But I think I've been on team trade Tuck for a while.
If you could pull off a trade that doesn't submarine the season that involves sending, like if you can replace Alex Tuck on the NHL roster with players that are going to help you.
Yeah.
That gets pretty interesting. I just think that's a hard trade to make.
I think it is too.
Which is why I think the position that they're in almost necessitates that they just swallow hard and live with a bad 5 years of an 8-year contract or 4 years of a, you know. I think they almost have to do it because I think that would really rip the rug out from all of this.
Maybe. Unless it just was like such a good trade.
Right.
That,
which,
you know,
is hard. That's hard. I think that's a very hard trade to pull off. If Kekalainen can do that, that would really be something.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly.
Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now for Greenway. Over on the far board. Slides in front, scores! What a pass! The finish for Byram, and he looks right away to the man who sent him that puck in Greenway. It's 1-0 Buffalo.
One of your moments of the game, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Bo Byram, 2 goals and an assist, a 3-point night for him. That's a Bo Byram legacy game right there. Especially if they go on to do more season-wide. Jody Biasi, Jeremy and Joe, Merry Christmas, Christmas Eve. Sabres are on a 7-game win streak. Byram up to 8 goals on the season now, by the way. He's on like a 17-18-goal pace. His career high is 11. He's always, to me, been a pretty good goal scorer from the blue line. I don't think he's ever a guy that's going to be putting up like 70 points, but he'll get you double-digit goals. And last night, he got maybe a little lucky on both goals. Because the second one we talked about, kind of a knuckleball. Don't think he meant to do that. Hey, he might have beat Omar clean even if he had ripped it. The first one, he's got the whole net, and he kind of banks it off the back of Allmark. Doesn't he? Allmark's blocker almost hits it in.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird... It was a great play by Greenway to get it, zip it down to him.
The pass was amazing.
But like, he kind of... It was a one touch on his strong side, so it's kind of a tough back against the grain to not put it back towards the direction of the pass.
Right.
But yes, he almost did miss that first one.
Yeah, naturally, when it's across your strong side like that, you're fighting against the urge to kind of tug it back inside.
Right.
That's what's easy to do. And he didn't do it enough to where he didn't score. So,
yep.
Jeff in Buffalo next up on the Sabres. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
You as well.
I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on what you think is really motivating and driving these guys now. I know you guys started reporting at the beginning, I believe it was, of the road trip last week or week before, that management change was coming down the pipe. And I feel like these guys kind of maybe knew that, picked up their game, just been really pushing forward, maybe came back and are – playing for the coach's job, or maybe this is all just kind of coming together now, and they're just gelling and moving forward. And I just wonder kind of what you guys think is moving them now.
Yeah, it's a good question. Thanks, Jeff. I mean, did they get wind and know? I mean, Tuck actually, I think, admitted to they had – it was hard to avoid all the speculation while they were on their West Coast trip. So that probably does predate when Adams got fired. Is the GM firing, which you really want to know, is the GM firing the reason why they look extra motivated, their compete level has been more consistent for the last couple of weeks, and is that the reason? And I'm not willing to tell you that I know for a fact that the answer is yes, but I definitely wonder if the answer is yes.
I think that there's no way that the guys in the building didn't know
something was up.
That A, something was up, and B, that something needed to be up. Right?
Yep.
You can't work in a place and not know that your boss sucks. You know, it's part of, like, you live it every day and you go, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And we are going to have a hard time succeeding because our boss doesn't know what he's doing. Like, all of us have been in situations like that in our lives, right? And so if that were to happen, if, you know, in that situation, when that boss is changed to someone that very clearly knows what he's doing, has a plan, and wants to put things in a good direction, I think that's really motivating for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Coaches, players, front office, everybody.
That is the other thing I wondered about coaches, though. Like, is, could part of it be they are rallying around Lindy because they know how, they know how this goes. They know it's a professional sports business.
Right.
That when a new GM comes in, that very often what you'll get is a new coach to come with it, or at the very least, which I think is what Yarmo has spoken to for the last week plus, is everybody is under evaluation mode.
Right.
And if you are behind your coach and that is the state of the organization, you could be a little bit more fired up to play for your guy if you want him to continue on as your head coach. Right. So maybe they are rallying around Lindy because they don't want to see a change there.
I mean, change in general, though, even from our perspective, like, look at how much juice we have in just sitting here and talking about this team. The guys on the inside of the building, change is good some ways. It's a new face. Like, I don't know. I feel like they might just be energized by a change in general because maybe they share the same thought of it's just going to be we're going to win and lose and see what happens here, but nothing's actually going to change. And then something finally did. So, like, the dam kind of opened up, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Listen, I think there's a lot of good things with this team right now. I think that the motivating, you know, part of it and, you know, compete level, like, that's all well and good. I end up wanting to get down to, though, is this team good enough on paper, to talented enough to do the job, like, finish the job and make it to the playoffs? And it's going to require more than just this 7-game win streak. Hopefully you can see it get to 9, 10, even further. It would be great. But how good are they? And I've got just enough people on that roster where I can look at Thompson and Doan and Tuck and Norris and all of these guys and fully believe that, yeah, they've got enough, but it's got to take a consistent effort on top of it.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.